Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Hello, friends. Hispanic Heritage Month just wrapped up. But before we go, I want to talk about reggaeton. And if you don't know what it is, you've probably heard the unmistakable beat of reggaeton before, especially if you have upstairs neighbors.
Can you keep it down up there?
I will not like this song. The roots of this music go back as far as the 70s and as far south as Panama. It could have started further south, but the beats are so big they don't fit through the canal. It was here in the 1980s when music artists started putting Spanish lyrics over Jamaican dancehall songs, creating the new sound of reggae en español. And honestly, I'm glad I wasn't there, because watching Spanish words and dancehall music coming together for the first time, that'd have been too sexy to handle. There's no way you didn't leave that dance floor too pregnant. It's like being the jelly in a Diego Luna and Bad Bunny sandwich. Ooh, delicious. Two of reggaeton's earliest pioneers were Leonardo Renato Alder and Edgardo Franco. Franco would later be known as El General and even look like if the Fresh Prince got sent to military school instead of Bel Air. These two and other artists grew their new sounds by giving tapes to bus drivers who would bump their music. It's basically the way rappers in Atlanta give their singles to strip club DJs. Except in this case, you hope people jam out to your music while running late for work. In 1985, El General moved to New York City, where he began spreading early reggaeton in the club. It almost didn't happen, though. Because while he was in New York, El General also pursued a degree in business administration in an effort to get a real job. You have to wonder, what if that path had worked out? He'd be in an office going, Ernst & Young, this is El General speaking. How may I direct your call? Thankfully, he was sucked back into music, hosting parties and performing. In 1990, he put out the song Tu Pum Pum, a tribute to the power of the pussy. And El General's cover blew up. It was a hit in mainland America, in Puerto Rico, and spread to Central and South America. The music was spreading so fast it would have made COVID jealous. Not too far from Brooklyn on Long Island, the defining beat of reggaeton, the dembow rhythm, was popularized by Panamanian rapper Nando Boom. The sound was originally created by Jamaican dancehall musician Chopper Rank, who looks like if Blade became a DJ instead of fighting vampires. From there, the sound moved to a different Long Island, Puerto Rico. And here's where all the Panamanian and New York ingredients finally mixed together to make something special, like sofrito for your ears. It took off at a club called The Noise, founded by the Quincy Jones of reggaeton, DJ Negro. He had been selling hot dogs on the street to get by, and then had an idea to start a club. It was there that the genre became known as El Underground, and created a whole new generation of artists like Evie Queen. They also popularized reggaeton's most famous dance, Pereo. Oh, I know this dance. This is just me in 2005. This is the dance you do when you don't want to pay for drinks. At one point, Puerto Rico's government cracked down on El Underground and tried to regulate the lyrics and Pereo dance moves. But all that did was make El Underground more popular. This was like when your parents tell you not to date somebody, but then that person gets abs. I'm sorry, Mama. You make some good points. But I can wash clothes off his stomach. Later, the genre exploded all over mainstream with the release of the hit song Gasolina by Daddy Yankee in 2004. And Daddy Yankee was everywhere. MTV, Time Magazine, even the campaign trail.
I just want to say thank you, Daddy Yankee.
That's right. You know a genre is big when the old white Republicans start calling. For a little while, reggaeton was huge. But then record companies moved on and it disappeared in much of America, which basically means most Americans thought it didn't exist anymore. We're like a baby who falls for peekaboo, but with Latin music. But even as America forgot about it, reggaeton went through a rebirth in Medellin, Colombia, the city you recognize from Narcos. Colombian artists like J Balvin, Raekwon, and Karol G gave reggaeton a new, more mainstream sound with lyrics that focus less on violence and more on sex and romance. Like if Neo became Neo. It grew and grew in popularity until America caught on again with
Despacito.
That's right. Luis Fonsi and Daddy Yankee took over the globe with Despacito. It was number one for 16 weeks. This song was so popular, even racists were learning Spanish. Como se dice, go back to your own country. And since Despacito, reggaeton has kept its hold in America, which is great because this is a genre that is still evolving and becoming more inclusive. You know, it grew out of a rich Hispanic heritage of... Oh, seriously, that neighbor again?
Hey, what? Sorry about before, but can you actually turn it up? Everyone downstairs started dancing, and I just want to keep the party going.
Okay, I don't know how you got in here, but sure. Can we turn it up, please? Thank you. No, thank you. You can get out now. Whew.
Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central, and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.